This book is dedicated to Noah and all he stands for in my world. When I created Noah, I saw this party boy with a damaged heart. I always knew he couldn't have it all overnight, but even as I wrote him, built him, and created him in my mind, I saw him as strength. I started writing him with one thought in mind. What would I do? Whatever my answer was, I did the opposite. It was the only way I could make him real. I have seen addiction, and so I know, if I ever, God forbid, were in his shoes, I'd never fall to an addiction, and so he became an addict. When I was going through my divorce after Trust Me, I again asked myself, what would I do? And in that light, I killed Candy. I was fighting letting go of being a wife, and so through Noah, I gave him no choice. There is so much of me in him, and it's because we are fully opposites, with the exception of Alice in Chains worship. Noah is my alter ego, my inner God, and everything he stands for, his strengths and weaknesses, are mine, reversed. Where he shines, I suffer. Where he suffers, I shine. Noah Beckett has changed my life, and I love him so deeply. He is next to impossible to write. Where you guys ugly cry at the pain he endures, I am ripped to shreds because I get it on a different level. I know that at times you all hate me for what I put him through, but I promise, if you stick with us to the end, you'll see him shine brighter than any star in the sky, love harder than any of the tat guys, and live in a way that will make you scream out in joy. It is now that I start the real story of Noah, and you will absolutely hate me, hate him, love me, and love him before I finish this series. But I promise, you will understand in time why he needed to hit rock bottom. So, to Noah, you will rise, my sweet, and I will watch you, smiling in joy and relishing in such a beautifully broken man. You are the most epic of bad boys, and you define it by simply being you. You are my hero in a world where heroes can be broken. Thank you for saving me along the way. Now, allow me to save you. No one teaches you how to walk away from someone who you know loves you. No one teaches you how to say goodbye. Hussein Nisha. 10 p.m. the night before the wedding. Chad Blake.
Dude, Cal says with his eyes drawn in. A tramp stamp? He's laughing, and I knew the guys would give me shit for this tat, but I needed my expression of love for my girl, where hers was for me. So small of the back it was. I take out the black and white photo of Carrie holding our daughter Noelle and pass it to Noah. Blue tones, so it looks old, I say, indicating the color of the grays I want to use for the tattoo. I have a whole plan for the something borrowed, something blue tradition, and this tattoo is her something blue. I never thought I would be the romantic type, but after falling for Carrie and actually succeeding in making her happy and mine, well, I can't deny the fact I'm a sap these days. Think she'll like it? I ask Noah, because he is the only person who knows her better than me. Trust me, bro. She'll love it. Almost as much as she'll love my something new. Noah winks and shrugs his shoulders, and I know what the something new is. And yeah, he has me there. Still, though, it's a tramp stamp, Cal says, obviously refusing to let this go. Fucker, let me educate you, I say and grab a bottle of Modelo off the counter in Noah's kitchen and go to straddle one of his kitchen chairs. A tramp stamp is for one, on a female. Two, they are usually one of five designs, a butterfly, a sun, flowers, pistols, or tribal bands. They come along the line of low-cut jeans and higher than the band of thongs. I snatch the picture from Noah and hand it to Cal. This is a picture of my soon-to-be wife and newborn daughter, and it's going in the exact same spot as the verse from Elegy 19 that Carrie has on her lower back. I look at him, drilling him with my don't fuck with me stare. That verse symbolized her innocence. Are you going to tell me she bears a tramp stamp, too?